Okay, so we're up to Perek Chet, the last chapter of Masechet Shkalim, chapter 8. So we'll jump right into Mishnah Aleph. So all you need to know for this Perek is that we're continuing on the conversation that we started last Perek, this idea of finding things on the streets of Yerushalayim. What do you do with it? So the first Mishnah discusses the case of what happens if you find some saliva on the ground in Yerushalayim. Now you're going to say, who cares? Well, there's a halacha, right, that any single time a person comes into contact with saliva that is tameh, there are all these various halachos that would apply to it. It could seemingly make you and other utensils and things like that tameh as well. So the rabbis came along and said, you know what? If we find any saliva on the ground, then you have to assume that is tameh. So that's going to be a huge issue. What happens, however, if you are in Yerushalayim, if you're in Jerusalem and you find saliva on the ground, the halacha, it seems like the halacha will be different. So let's jump right in. Mishnah Aleph and Perek Chet, Kol HaRukin HaNimtzan B'Yerushalayim Tohorin. Any saliva that we find on the ground in Yerushalayim is going to, in general, be considered tahor. Why? Because most people in Yerushalayim, they're seemingly concerned that they want to make sure they're tahor so they can partake of sacrifices or truma or you know, Yerushalayim is generally the city that you want to be tahor in, and therefore, as a result, you could assume that most people who did spit on the ground or something like that, that saliva that you find will be tahor. So all saliva that is found in Yerushalayim is going to be considered to be tahor. Chutz Mishel Shuk Elyon, right? There was this upper marketplace that used to exist, and evidently a lot of tummy people used to hang out there. So if you find saliva there, even though it's Yerushalayim, you consider that to be tummy. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir has to say. Rabbi Yossi says, you know what? Yerushalayim is actually also part of this decree. We're also going to assume that most saliva found in Yerushalayim is going to be tameh as well, but there are some exceptions to this rule according to Rabbi Yossi. Bashari Mos Hashana, on the regular days of the year, in other words, the days of the year that do not include the regalim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, Sheba Emtza Tamein, right, when you're walking on the road. So saliva found in the middle of the road, which is where most people seem to walk. So Shabbat Emtza Tamein, the saliva in the middle of the road, that's going to be considered tamei. V'Shabbat Tzadin Tohorin, and the saliva found on the sides of the road, that's going to assume to be tahor, because the tahor people will walk on the sides of the road, because they know the tamei people are walking in the middle. Therefore, the sides of the road will have tahor people, and therefore tahor saliva. U'B'Shas HaRegel, however, during the holiday season, right, during Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkos, Shabbat Emtza Tohorin, you're going to have, most of the people in the city are going to be tahor, because, you know, the regalim is the time you're going to be in the Beis HaMikdash and the like, so therefore you'd want to be tahor. So most of the people walking around, they're going to be tahor. Therefore, if you're walking in the middle of the street, you would assume that saliva you find is tahor, because that's where most of the people walk, and most of the people are tahor. V'Shabbat Tzadin Tamein, but since the tummy people are going to make way for the tahor people who are walking in the middle of the road, so the tummy people are going to walk on the sides of the road. And therefore, if you find saliva on the sides of the road during the regalim, you assume that is tummy. Shmebnei Shehin Muatin, because they are the minority during this time period. Mistak and Latzad, and therefore they move to the sides. Okay, that was Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis wants to know what happens if you find vessels, right? Various kelim that you might find on the ground in Yerushalayim. What's their status? So, it seems like the Rabbanan did make a decree as well when it comes to utensils that if you find it throughout the country, if you find it throughout Eretz Yisrael, you would assume them to be tameh. But nonetheless, there is an assumption that this general decree does not apply to most kelim found in Yerushalayim. But again, there are some exceptions to this rule. So says the Mishnah Beis, Kol HaKelim HaNimtzan B'Yerushalayim, all vessels that are found in Yerushalayim, Derech Yerida Leveis HaTzvila, that can be found on the path that went down to the mikvah where a person would go to purify their vessel. So if you find them on the path that goes down to the mikvah, to man, you assume that they're a tummy because someone probably dropped them on the way down to purify their vessel, and it's obviously never made it, therefore it's tummy. Derech aliyah, but there were two paths. So you would go down to purify your vessels, then you come up through a different path. So if you find a vessel on that second path going up to Horan, you could assume that they dropped it after they brought it out of the mikvah, therefore it's tahor. Shaloba derech yiridas and aliyasin, because there were two paths. There was the path that goes down and the path that goes up. In general, though, based on this, you would assume that anywhere else in Yerushalayim, the vessels would be assumed to be tahor, other than this area when going down to the mikvah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir has to say. Rabbi Yossi says, kulan tahor, in every single place, in every single vessel in Yerushalayim is going to be considered to be tahor, except chutz min hasal, v'hamagrefa, v'hamaritza, hamiyuchadin l'kveros, except for the following vessels, a basket, a rake, and a spade, right? Because these things are generally assumed to be associated with digging graves, right? Maybe you're going to be transferring bones, maybe you're going to be burying bones, whatever it might be. So since these vessels in particular are always assumed to be dealing with Tumas Meis, so you're going to assume that they also themselves are Tame, and therefore if you find these, you would assume even in Yerushalayim, even though it's Yerushalayim, you'd assume them to be Tame, but everything else, according to Rabbi Yossi, would be Tahor. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. For now, we'll stop right here.